This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is pretty interesting. This is LoveCrave.com. It's that compact hidden vibrators for that private experience. Now, there are girls who have such a high drive that they like to masturbate in their cars going to work. They like to masturbate at work. They take a little moment out of their day.
Anytime they can sneak away, the bathroom.
Well, and we're not talking about at home, you know, because no. You could have whatever you want at home. You have a door you can lock.
Sure.
These are like that Vesper necklace vibrator. It looks like a little gold or silver. It's just a very thin tube.
Okay. It almost looks like a long nail that hangs from a nice polished steel necklace.
Big around, like the size of a gutter nail.
Yeah.
You know, like a gutterman. And apparently a very high-end, very nice, very good bullet. There's the Duet, that's another small one to go in your purse. And then the Pocket Vibe. Now, which one is the one you put the lips that looks like a lipstick?
There's the Wink, and then there's the Pocket Vibe. And they both look like just a small, almost like a tube.
Wink looks like mascara.
Something you could throw in your purse and nobody would really know what it is. But like the Pocket Vibe, the newest one, like you can take the end of that and put a silicone tip on it actually for more sensation.
Here's what I didn't even know. They have these things, $35 tassels. They're like a little lot. Nipple clamps, adjustable lightweight nipple tassels to show off your sense of style. Who knew?
I have no idea.
Do you own any nipple clamps?
No, I do not.
So, look right there.
No, nothing like that.
Would you?
I don't know. That does not interest me personally, but I know some chicks love
it. Oh, yeah. No, I told you. My friend Jeff Berry stuck him on his wife on accident and then almost didn't get him off.
Almost had to go to urgent care to remove them.
That would suck so bad. I know stories of people having to go into the ER for different things.
Only thing is worse is if you can't get to something you lost.
Yeah.
That's the only thing worse than having to go for nipple clamps. But never do that with this. This is on a necklace, for God's sake. Doubles as a hand lanyard. And I believe it's for exterior use.
I don't know that I'd trust the man going, give me the, you got the wire cutters? No
exactly.
No.
Exactly right.
Back off.
UI, better to loose one. Like a little lamb's tail.
Just like a skin tag on your torso.
That's right.
Just let it fall
just
off.
Just let it. Just leave it there until it falls off on its own. UI. Now this LoveCrave.com, the hidden vibrators, these are high ticket items, luxury items. I mean, it's not crazy expensive. It's less than 100, but it's not, you know.
It's not like a cheap pocket vibe. Like, I mean, they're well crafted, and especially like the Vesper, and you can go like 24K or silver if you want to on the gold or the rose.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and they engrave
nice?
Them as well. So you could you could engrave the Vesper and wear it as a nice necklace.
Oh, my God. You put your divorce date on it.
Yeah.
Smile.
What a great gift for another girl.
Masturbate like no one's watching.
Mommy's free time.
Do we have one of these? Do we have one of those to give away? What do we have to give away?
We have a Vesper and a Pocket Vibe to give away.
But only, listen, I'll take, because I'm going to talk to the creator.
Talk to T. She's online right now.
But, I only want to give them away to like somebody who really like this is their thing. Like they catch a moment in the car, they catch a moment at work, they catch a moment at the mall, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're definitely the chronics. You know, this is, I don't want to just give this to some regular old.
It's not a rando who does it at home.
No, this one's going the other way.
The internet, bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
That's right. Nothing says class like a necklace that you can rub on your clitoris. Which I do love the idea. Anything that get a girl happy and in a good place.
Think about how much happier she is at work and home.
Whatever. That's exactly right. Yes. Yes. Hey, T, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Good morning.
We're just talking about all these wonderful products at LoveCrave.com. You guys have been working hard.
Yeah, and it's been about 7 years.
Yeah,
been around.
And what's the response been? Because these are not your obvious masturbators and vibrators. I mean, these are all very discreet, very nice looking, very easy to hide. I think there's a lot of women that are a lot more comfortable with the way this looks than some, you know, big veiny graphic penis replica.
Exactly, and that's exactly where we're coming from. I mean, I'm the co-founder and the lead industrial designer, and for us, all these products were designed from a woman's point of view. And I know that sounds so weird, but this industry has really been designed by men.
Sure.
And yeah, so things like being compact, being discreet, and just being easy to use. All those things that just seem so obvious, but it just hasn't really been realized in a form that I think really speaks to women and just how, that fits into their lifestyle.
And I'd say these are more for singular use than couples. I mean, couples would be fine, but the other stuff, the more graphic stuff, that's because the guy likes the more visual, right?
Well, I think really what it comes down to is that, in my opinion, most men think what women want is basically their penis.
Oh, yeah.
And so, therefore, they design products that are like, yeah, it's about the dick, So,
you're telling me it's not?
Modeled after that.
You mean women aren't crazy about our genitalia?
Well, I'm so glad I'm on the radio because I want to share a public service announcement. Because, see, the vagina is not the seat of pleasure. I mean, it is for reproduction, absolutely. However, it's about the clitoris. The clitoris is the seat of pleasure. So, yeah, I know it's kind of like newsflash, but that's as it's not about the D. It's about
I'm well aware.
Because, absolutely. 80% of women can only orgasm clitorally. So,
that's right. That's right. Hence the term mouth hug both ways. It's the most important thing you can do to a lady. And every guy I know who feels like, she loves my D. That's all she wants. I'm like, you're getting a divorce. That's what that D stands for.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like it doesn't feel great. However, most women cannot orgasm through that way.
Yeah.
It's great. Absolutely. So you guys know.
Yeah, but this is, and I think there's a lot more women that masturbate at work, masturbate on the way to work, that it's just a little moment for them. It's just, they're like, I can make this happen. I'm going to be relaxed the rest of the day. It's not like guys, we're like chimps and we need space and it's a mess. With a girl, you wouldn't even, with that Vesper or maybe the pocket vibe, you wouldn't even, over the pants or, under the dress would be just fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe it's not so much about where it is, but it's the fact that when you have a product that does not look, icky and does not look, embarrassing, you can feel comfortable using it wherever you want and as often as you want. And I think that's one of the magic about the vibrator, the Vesper, is that it doesn't look like something that you'd be embarrassed to be seen with. And so therefore, it's something that you can use anywhere. But at the same time, the other interesting life about this product is that in order, I think, for us to I'm so glad you guys are talking about masturbation and these pleasure products, but a lot of the other parts of the country, they're very uncomfortable doing that. And so having a product that doesn't look, like it's embarrassing, and have women to wear it out enables them to wear it to lunch, to brunch, to dinner, to clubs, and strike up a conversation with other women. Like, oh my God, what is that? Like, girl, let me tell you. It's a vibrator. Like, oh my God, and next thing you're having a conversation about, sex and pleasure that you would not have otherwise, which is kind of, I think, the magical part, about this product.
Well,
other than the fact it's a great vibrator.
Like the wink, it looks to me like a mascara tube.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually literally the same size.
Yeah.
And you can throw it into your bag. And the way that the button is designed, it will not accidentally turn on.
And the which I've had happen with regular vibrators at the airport.
Yeah, totally.
Traveling with Sassy.
Everyone has one of those stories.
Oh, you came out. I've got 20 of them because they're just part of the luggage, right? And so at this point, she was so horrified when we first met. Now she hits that TSA and they're like, "What's in the bag?" And she's like, "Dildos." I mean, there's not even a pause anymore. But it takes a while to work up to that kind of bravery.
Oh, yeah, and I think the TSA people are actually more uncomfortable with it than you are.
But this Vesper, what a great gift. What a great gift to this Vesper. Like, if you know a girl's going to get a divorce or just whatever, just a gift, a birthday present between two girls, like, the necklace idea is hilarious. And you know what? I'm sure very thoughtful and welcomed by a lot of ladies.
It's actually a very popular bachelorette gift.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had actually Janet Jackson wear it this year at the MTV VMA Award while she was accepting the Global Icon Award. We had, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow talk about it on the Ellen Show. So it's just been quite amazing, like, the reception that it's gotten and the mainstream attraction.
How did Janet Jackson, pardon the pun, come to wear it?
I literally have no idea. But all I know is that someone tweeted at me, and they're like, I think Janet Jackson's wearing your Vesper on, you know, at the MTV right now. And I was like, really? And I, like, Googled it, and I was like, no, really? And I, like, kept zooming in. So I have no idea, but there she is, like, while she's, you know, accepting this Global Icon Award, she's wearing Vesper talking about, you know, women's empowerment and all that great stuff.
Oh, listen, I'm still back on just thinking about Janet Jackson masturbating. I stopped right there. That's all I needed. My God damn, it's hot. It is a very cool necklace, and girls can take it. The wink, again, if you want to take something, you want to travel, but you want something, the bullet is very good, the flex, the duet, the pocket vibe, which is the cornerstone of all things. The original pocket rocket, pocket vibrators like that were really the one that changed the industry. That and the rabbit originally.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some products in the industry that have been successful despite the fact that it's made from jason plastic.
We can't, you know, say
S battery.
the S word gets us in a little bit of trouble, so we got to be careful with that.
We designed the pocket vibe as a way of reimagining the pocket rocket.
Sure.
So that it's very rumbly, it has these interchangeable tips, but it's fully waterproof, so you can actually take it into the tub, the shower, and it's also fully rechargeable.
And tell me about the tassels. I saw those adjustable, lightweight nipple tassels, and they're just little lanyards, little lassos you can kind of snug up in there.
Yeah, it's purely decorative. It is not a nipple clamp. Okay, not at all. It's purely for people who, like, sometimes, you know, they want to go topless, or they're wearing open wire bras or see-through shirts, and they just want a little extra decoration, you know, on the nipples. So it's not a nipple clamp, but it's purely decorative.
Well, but it looks like they snug up.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they definitely do. Yeah, they definitely, because you need to secure on, you know, the nipple.
Well, I was gonna say I'd say that qualifies as a clamp. I mean, it's still the pinching of the nipple, is it not?
It is, but it is not to the extent of that tightness. I think that typical nipple clamps create, like, that very intense sensation, yeah.
Do you wear these, young lady?
For me, I've worn them. I've tried them on. Absolutely. I've designed them. But for me, like, I'm not really a topless kind of person. You know, I kind of have to show up to work, you know, wearing.
Oh, those goddamn...
But maybe, like, Burning Man or something like that. I don't know. I'm never
sure.
But, you know, that's kind of would be a great venue to wear something like that.
Now, lovecrave.com. Now, are you only available at lovecrave.com, or are you guys internationally shop now? You're showing up in all the nicer shops.
So we're in, for example, like, in Bergdorf Goodman. We're at Urban Outfitters online. We are in a lot of boutiques that are, you know, very female friendly all across the country. So I'm not sure what's in Kansas City. I'm so sorry. I do not know. But yeah, so we're definitely available online at lovecrave.com.
That's fantastic. Well, look, I think the line looks great. People are definitely interested. And what do we have to give away today? One of the Vespers. And what did you send us?
So we have the Pocket Vibe in black, rose gold, or silver. So the call, you know, they get to choose a color they want for the Pocket Vibe. So any of those colors is available.
Great.
And then we have a 20, we can give away a 24 karat gold Vesper.
Very nice. Jeez Louise, okay. 24 karat gold. What a great Valentine's Day gift this would have been for somebody.
Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day, that's right. That's right. For your widower mother. Here, mother. Yes, that would... That would do. All right, listen, it's good to hear your voice, T. Thanks for coming back on the show, and we're definitely going to give these away this morning, all right?
Great, thank you. All right, have a good day.
You too, babe. All right, lovecrave.com. Here's the deal, Jake. I do want to give these away, and I do want to give them to a girl, but I want a girl who, like, really, that's her thing. Like, she wants a portable thing because she does it on the way to work. She does it at work. She does it, you know, in the airport. My God. Apparently, this Vesper thing is completely quiet.
Well, just think about it. You have no time for people leaving you alone. And when you do have that time.
Oh, my God. I think about these poor bastards downstairs. Not so much the cubicle, but the ones where they can shut the door. Yeah. I'd be like, back in five. All right, I'm ready to go through this report now.
Well, the best thing is they look like there wouldn't be much to them, but one of them is 4-speed, the other is 5-speed. And she's like, it's no joke. Like, the rumble and the wave of especially the pocket vibe, she's like, it will take the shine off of the hitch, if you know what I mean.
A 24-carat gold plated one she's sending us?
Yeah.
Tell me that's not a great gift for somebody.
That's a great gift. Wear it around all day.
For your new promotion, it's a congratulations gift.
Treat yourself.
Why not, man? Good God, and sweet baby Jesus. That's fantastic. By the way, the Janet Jackson thing I'm going to use this afternoon.
There's a couple ladies on there who'd like to get it.
All right, Michelle. How are you? Yes, what's your story?
My story is I am a frequent flyer of masturbation. Mm-hmm. And I kind of do it everywhere, and I've done it for years. I'm 40. And in the car on the way to work, when I'm sitting and waiting for my meal, my husband and I will be waiting for a meal, and he got me a toy for such occasions, but it doesn't work very well. It relies on Bluetooth.
And so he can run it with his phone?
Yeah, he can control it himself, but the problem is it always drops out, and then we can't continue, and then that's kind of sucks. So
when you say frequent flyer, do you say you masturbate on airplanes?
I've not done that, no, but it's something that I should aspire to.
Now, how do you do it when you're driving to work?
Well, it's usually I use my hand, or I've got a little tiny vibrator that's just cheap, you know. But it's just on the way to work, so it's really I can still pay attention and still keep driving.
Really? Even when the orgasm happens, you aren't afraid of crashing?
Nope. I always stay in one lane, and I keep a bunch of distance between me and the rest of the car. So.
Now, don't tell me where you work, but what do you do for a living?
I'm just
broad terms. You're what?
Designer.
Okay. So have you ever, what about at work in the bathroom? Like, you have to take a break, go out for lunch, that kind
Absolutely.
Of a thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's gotten really hard for me because we have more people mm-hmm. around. It used to be a smaller company, and there's more people, so it's harder for me to do anything.
And how many times a week would you say that you masturbate outside of the home?
Oh, I would say probably once a day at least. It gets me through the day. It's relaxing. Wow. Stress reliever.
Once a day? You might have a problem.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't think so.
How nice. Not me either. Relaxed she sounds.
She does sound. You sound like a nice person.
I try to be.
When's the last time you got into a yelling fight?
Oh, never. It's been a while since I got my divorce.
You see this? Masturbate every day. You'll stop yelling.
Don't you want her in your meetings?
Yes, yeah. This is who I want to meet with. Yeah. When I have to go somewhere, I want a girl who just has the endorphins going. She's feeling pretty good about everybody. She's not frustrated. She's not angry.
No road rage.
Yes, everything. Yeah, you're never going to road rage, not unless you run out of batteries somewhere on 435.
And that's what happened the last time I ran out of batteries.
Well, listen, what are you looking for? Jake said, did you want the Vesper?
I do.
Have you looked at it yet? It's and since you're a designer, you'll understand it. It's a beautiful little necklace. It looks like it's the circumference is about the size of, like, I'd say a gutter nail, but it's only about 4 inches long. It just looks like a spike, basically, a dull spike, and they'll send you one in 14-karat gold, or 24-karat gold, sorry.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it just goes on a necklace.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And apparently it's the thing, and they were saying Janet Jackson wore one at the awards show, and they've talked about it on Ellen DeGeneres, the whole thing. It's nice. All you high-end girls need one.
That's correct.
All right, listen. All right, Michelle. I'm gonna put you back on with Jake, and he's gonna give you the information, and then you're gonna collect your Vesper.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right, you stay right there. Hold on. What is this girl? She must want the other one, Jenny.
Yes.
What's your story?
Okay, I'm kind of a lot like the last lady. I am 35. I'm happily married. I've got two kids, and I work a lot. But I have kind of a long commute on my way to and from work, and so I relieve some tension every now and again.
Smart. Smart. As a guy, like, that doesn't work for me. Plus, I don't want to get caught with that problem. it's not the same for a guy. Now, how long is your commute that works for you?
It's about an hour.
Oh, yeah, no, I would masturbate, too, just to keep from going insane. And how many times a week would you say you do this?
It kind of depends. Probably a couple of times normally.
Yeah, I would do it every day with an hour commute. Every day. I mean, for sure. Like, there's no reason not to. I mean, that takes what? How long would you say it takes you from start to finish?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I guess it kind of depends on what kind of mood I'm in or what I'm thinking about or whatever. You know, sometimes I like to work myself up to it, and then other times it's like, okay, let's just get this done so I can get through my day.
And you, so on your way to work or on your way home or both?
Both.
Wow.
Either way.
And what about at work?
No, I really don't have enough time at work to get away or anything like that, so we'll just keep it in my car.
So this might be perfect for you. This one is the Pocket Vibes. They said it's a whisper-quiet motor, but it delivers a super deep, rumbly vibration. Those are their words. With the touch of a button, 5 settings, low, medium, medium two, medium high, and then wave. And it's supposedly, this is the strongest one. It's not as discreet as the necklace, but it can go in your purse, and it's not obvious what it is.
Yeah, if I'm in my car by myself, I don't necessarily care how discreet it is as long as it's not super obvious to anybody around me.
I don't know what faces you make.
Big old smile.
Yes, have you ever had a guy drive by in a taller truck or car where you're like, oh, he knows exactly what I'm doing?
A lot of my commute is like on the highway, fairly rural, and so if I'm smart, I'm going to take care of it there as opposed to, like, driving through town traffic.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
I won't say that I haven't done it and had, you know, like, maybe a semi-driver or something next to me, and I'm going, oh, my, okay, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, or do you like it just a little bit?
No, I don't know. I guess the anonymity wouldn't make it terrible, but I would prefer to keep that private.
Gotcha. Now, does your husband know you do this?
Yeah, it's one of the things we talk about. It's a turn on for him. He likes it whenever I keep her satisfied.
Listen, are you kidding me? There's no better news to a guy than a girl who's completely in touch with everything, and she's good to go, and it's a fun thing. You know how many women out there are like, I don't masturbate? And those are the ones I actually believe, because they say it in such a way like they're angry at their own vaginas.
Right. Well, and that's when I used to not have near as long of a commute. I used to not, and so my husband would ask me, how long has it been since you've taken care of her? And I'd be like, man, I don't know. It's been forever, just because I didn't have time for it.
You third person your own vagina.
Right. Yeah.
That's just weird and awesome.
Nope. That's how it's my her. I have to take care of her. She wants to be happy, too.
Yes.
So.
Listen, whatever works for you. But you have those girls, I'm sure you know, work, and these conversations come up, and they're just so fouled out by the idea of giving themselves an orgasm or having any fun or letting their husband do anything. They're just angry at their own sex.
Right.
Yeah, and tell me, don't you feel bad for them?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's like you say all the time, sex is the easy part. Sex is one of those cardinal, primal desires and needs, and why should you, keep it from yourself?
Doing your taxes is hard. Having an orgasm shouldn't be a bummer. Yeah.
Right. Kids
can be trying, liking each other's genitalia. I don't care who you vote for, what you believe in. I think we can all agree it feels good to get your genitals licked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See? Jenny gets it. All right. Listen,
you're
going to get this, too. You're going to get the Pocket Vibe. I'll make sure that Jake gets you one, all right?
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. All right. Think of us on the way to work.
Okay.
All right. See, doing the Lord's work, Nicholas.
That girl's already happy.
I know you don't masturbate in the car because you're afraid of driving the snow. You're a nervous driver anyway. I don't know. I don't think you could get there.
My focus should just be keeping on the roads.
I don't. You know, here's what we need to invent, which we've never interviewed. You remember we had the vibrator on for motorcycles? It was a vibrator that it literally a bullet, high speed bullet, went in the seat. It would put it in the foam, and it would be just underneath the leather, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if a girl's riding your bike, you could hit a switch, and it would start to go. And it could even hook it up to, well, the higher the RPM, the higher the rev.
Oh, I mean,
on the bullet.
Makes
Why
sense.
Have we never developed this for a car seat? A car seat that goes over this regular seat
mm-hmm.
and just has,
like, almost the beads that cover that you have.
Yes, and develop that thing. Think about the placement on it. Fairly wide. Kind of a cross between a seat cover and a Sibian. Huh?
I see the genius.
See? Do you think women would buy that?
Yes.
I would think so.
Yep.
I mean, you would. Nobody would ever know.
No.
Especially if nobody else drives your car.
No.
Jake, I have another million-dollar idea here. Get your ass in here.
Let's write it down and never execute it. Get in here.
That's right. We have to talk about it, but never do it. A cross between a car seat and a Sibian. Remember the vibrator?
Yes.
Why is there not one for a car, like a car
seat? No, it would be perfect. It would be perfect.
Yeah.
I can tell you, driving my four-wheeler, gone from, I want
to
go
even if it didn't have to be installed in the car, just a seat cushion, because they make those too, like a beaded seat mm-hmm. cushion. But
now, granted, though, it may be a little tough the way you're seated, you know, because, like she was saying, it may not be the right spot. So maybe that's why.
Or it could be like the cushion that's allegedly for your lumbar, where you just have that little
You pump it up, you're like, pew, 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 pew. See, she's on it.
Yeah.
We need to get T to do this. Not you, the girl from T.I.
From Lovegrave.
Lovegrave. I bet she could get this together, figure this out. Something to go in your car, something that, very nice. Mm-hmm.
Like an F machine under your steering wheel.
Something neoprene.
Both of your feet are up on the dash.
Holy guacamole. Whatever happened to those F machines? By the way, did you ever find the machine that went missing from when Dr. Sadie was here?
Oh, no.
The D-sucker?
I have no idea where that's at.
Seriously,
The only things I had were stuff downstairs.
All those creepy little promo people are stealing our stuff.
The only stuff I put in his was the stuff we had to give away. Okay. Everything else was in the office.
All right.
And I didn't take any of that stuff.
You're welcome to it.
Yeah, but I didn't take any of it.
Goddamn countertop full of it. We didn't give that many away.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's easy.
I'm not selling them out of my car.
Acceptable to me. That would be fine.
Yeah, because the only stuff I took to Knoepel was he had one extra because I didn't remember how many.
It's all good. I don't care if you did. I'd be like, do it, Jake.
Take them.
I don't care. I just don't want them getting them.
Well, I'd say pervert over your right shoulder probably has a few of them.
No, I did. Not that.
Yeah, you would never steal from the station. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never put your thievery up on Facebook, team.
I didn't put anything on Facebook. That was Sabrina.
Yeah.
But even, I did not take the... I didn't know we even had the a pump, but, you know...
Yes, you
saw it right here.
I didn't remember. Because I did the episode. I really didn't look a whole lot.
He took one of the other things, the green thing. He took one of those pretty good. What did
like
you take?
I didn't want to take anything. Everything was put back in the box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Listen, I don't even care if he has them. I don't want the little pricks downstairs stealing them.
Yeah. The only thing that was...
my mail doesn't get to me because these bastards steal it. You know how many times I've literally found an empty box with my name on it? That sounds weird, but you know what I mean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.